Hey guys, welcome back. Hope somebody let's talk. Today is chapter 15 of Jesus' life story. And it reads, "The Parable of the Lost Sheep. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.' So he spoke to the parable of them, saying, 'What man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of many, does not leave the 99 to the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until it finds it? And when he has found it, he lays on it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you, like otherwise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents over 99 just persons who needs no repentance." A parable of the lost coin. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep house, and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I have lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of an angels of God over the sinner who repents." The parable of the lost son. Then he said, "A certain man has two sons. One, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided them into his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there was waste on his possessions and prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began that he wanted. Whew. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields of swine. And when he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything, but when he came to himself and said, 'How many of my father's hiring servants have bread enough to spare, and I will perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, "Father, have I sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants."' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his son, 'Servants, bring out your best robe and put on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened cow here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this is my son, was dead and alive again. He was lost and now he's found. He began to be merry.' Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near the house, he heard the music and dancing. So he called to one of his servants and asked what was going on and what did this mean. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come in because he has received him safe and sound. Your father has killed the fat calf.' But he was angry and would not go into. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to him, 'His father, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet I never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as I have a son, but as soon as this son of yours, who has devoured your livelihood and heralds, he killed the fat calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you're always with me, and all of that I have is yours. And it was right that he should marry and be glad, for your brother is dead and is alive again, and was lost and now is found.'" That's chapter 15. Alrighty then. Join me same time, same place tomorrow for chapter 16. YouTube, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, 3 p.m. Hope 7 Let's Talk. Love y'all. Mwah.